This is the Blind Geek Zone, Blind Geek Zone podcast number 69 for June 6th, 2013. The views and opinions expressed here on the Blind Geek Zone podcast are mine and mine alone, and they do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of other people in the blindness community. Hey, this is Rick, and I am back again for another Blind Geek Zone podcast, kind of a commentary podcast today. Wanted to make a comment on a article that came out yesterday and has been spreading around the community kind of like wildfire, and I've seen lots and lots of comments about this particular item on the Android Eyes free list on Blind Geek Zone and on Twitter. And this is about a new cell phone that has been developed, and what seems to have everybody in an uproar is that this is not a mainstream phone. It's a device tailored to blind people specifically. And I've got an article here, and I'm just going to let Mr. Jaws here read it for you instead of me trying to go through the talking points of it. It won't take too long. And I got a nice voice here instead of eloquence.
Alt tab. Document-WordPad. Document-WordPad. Rich text window edit.
All right. So, take it away, Daniel!
America's first mobile smartphone and service for the blind and visually impaired. PR Newswire. The 5th of June, 2013. Project Ray Limited, developer of the first smartphone specially designed for eye-free operation, and Odin Mobile, the nationwide provider of cellular service dedicated to providing mobile communication services to the blind and visually impaired, today announced America's first full mobile service for the blind and visually impaired. Quote, this collaboration will provide the blind the ability to access smartphone technology through a unique user interface that emphasizes simplicity and ease of use. Quote, said Robert Felger, general manager of Odin Mobile. Quote, Odin Mobile is excited to partner with Project Ray to make advanced mobile technology more accessible to the blind. Quote, features of America's first full mobile service include : Odin Mobile's full telephone service including voice, text and data, with customized eye-free setup and services. Full stop, affordable smartphone developed by Project Ray specially for the blind. From its unique operating system and eye-free operation to specialized built-in apps and content. Full stop, multiple built-in services for the blind and visually impaired within a single affordable device and one unified user experience - including voice calls, email, messaging contact list services, calendar, GPS, advanced web remote assistance, voice recorder, panic and emergency services, color identification, pictures transcription, banknote recognition, and more. Full stop, advanced communication and lifestyle services such as book and magazine subscriptions built into the off-the-shelf device. Full stop, unique operating system and user interface specially developed for eye-free operation including single gesture access to frequently used numbers and functions, one-hand operation, homogeneous interface across multiple system functions and services. Quote, together with Odin Mobile, and with the initial and invaluable support of Qualcomm's Wireless Reach program, we are excited to bring the affordable, lifestyle-changing benefits of smartphone technology and services to millions of blind and visually impaired people throughout the United States. Quote, said Boaz Zilberman, founder and CEO of Project Ray. Quote, our Ray smartphone combined with Odin Mobile's full-cellular services for the blind and visually impaired will finally bring to this important community the same services available to the mainstream full-sighted community. Quote, Project Ray and Qualcomm Wireless Reach collaborated on the first trial and commercial launch of the Ray device in Israel in early 2013. As one of the project's primary funders, Qualcomm provided technical advice, support, funding and in-kind contributions in support of the development of a device that successfully promotes independence and social inclusion for people with disabilities. Quote, we are proud to work with Project Ray and support their objective of bringing a mobile device to market that supports blind and visually impaired people so they can access resources and information independently. Quote, said Kristen Atkins, Senior Director of Government Affairs for Qualcomm. Quote, our team at Qualcomm Israel worked closely with Project Ray on the operational and product efforts of the first Ray device, enabling independence and a richer social life for users by providing an all-in-one, independent-living companion capable of eye-free input, text-to-speech, access to content, navigation, label recognition, Augmented reality and integration with social networks. This is a great example of how working with partners, we can help improve people's lives with the latest technology. Quote, America's first full mobile service provided by Odin Mobile, including Gray, the world's first mobile device specially developed for the blind and visually impaired, will be officially launched at the 2013 M-Enabling Global Summit organized in cooperation with FCC and ITO on the 6th of June-7 in Washington. About Odin Mobile : based in Rockville, Maryland. Odin Mobile is a T-Mobile MVNO focused on providing unparalleled mobile service to the visually impaired. Every aspect of its innovative service is designed to make it easier for the visually impaired to take full advantage of mobile technology. Its mission is to narrow the gap between the extent to which the visually impaired and general populations use mobile services. For more information, please visit link www.odinmobile.com. About Project Ray: Project Ray Limited, develop and market breakthrough accessibility solutions for blind and visually impaired people. The flagship product, the Ray smartphone, is an integrated mobile device developed especially for eye-free usage. It features a common user interface across all system functions, apps and services including voice calls, email, messaging, calendar, GPS, advanced web remote assistance, voice recorder, panic and emergency services, and more. Ray leverages cutting-edge mobile technologies to afford all blind and visually impaired people the lifestyle improvements we all take for granted in today's smartphone world: greater independence, spontaneity and mobile accessibility to services we use daily. For more information, please visit link www.project-ray.com.
All right. And that is the press release that's been floating around. And today, in my opinion, it's not something that I would jump on. But probably 4 or 5 years ago, I would have been on this right away. I'm an iPhone user today, and I also use Android as well. My understanding is that this phone is a touch screen device, and it is based on the Android OS, from what I understand. I've heard that the phone is $299. I can't confirm any of these statements. I'm just going by what I've read around the web. I haven't been out to the site or anything, but I will assume that those statements are factual. All right, but like I said, today, you know, I use the iPhone. Very, very happy with the iPhone. It does everything I need, but this does sound like a decent device for some people. And there may be some people out there that can afford this where they couldn't afford an iPhone. I don't know what the usage plan is like on this and what it's going to cost, but operating an iPhone isn't cheap. It costs me nearly $100 a month here, and I know people that pay more than that, depending on their service type. So if this is cheaper, you know, that might be something said. And $299, that's definitely cheaper than an iPhone. An iPhone here, not on contract in the U.S., typically runs $699 and up to get one that isn't locked. So this is, you know, at least half that. So, but the main reason I'm even commenting on this today is that I've just seen comment after comment after comment saying that this phone is the blind ghetto product again. You know, we're stepping backwards, we're not stepping forwards, we should be pushing the mainstream to you know, make these devices readily available off the shelf with no modifications and being fully accessible. And yes, the Telecommunications Act, 21st Century Telecommunications Act, does require that. Haven't heard a whole lot about how it's being implemented, but my opinion is here, you know, hey, don't make decisions for everybody. Saying something's perfect for you and you can't understand why anybody else would even touch it, you're just putting your foot in your mouth. You're making yourself look very close-minded. There are a lot of different people out there. We all have different needs. We all have different abilities. And some of us can use touch screens, some of us can't. Some of us don't want to use touch screens, some of us do. Some of us like iPhone, some of us like Android. It's the same old thing, whether it's the iPhone versus Android, my device is better than yours, yours sucks. Or if it's a screen reader, you know, hey, JAWS sucks, Window Eyes rules, you know, no, NVDA sucks, the rest of you, or NVDA rules, the rest of you suck, and so on and so forth, you know, Macs are great, Windows blows, you know, things like that. It just gets really tiring. I like to think of myself as fairly open-minded when it comes to these kinds of things. I have Windows products here. I have Mac products here. I have Android products here. I have Apple products here. And while I'm not equally productive on each device, I don't set and typically bash any of them. I like to say, hey, whatever works for you is what you should use. And it's the same thing here. This device might be great for somebody out there that just doesn't want an iPhone, or maybe they couldn't learn an iPhone. Maybe they found Android's accessibility too cumbersome. Maybe they just couldn't figure out the gestures. I've heard that a lot. So, you know, don't dismiss something just because it's not mainstream. And they also said this is an off-the-shelf device, so, you know, I assume just its firmware has been modified. So, I wouldn't be so quick to dismiss it. You know, you don't represent the whole blind community. I don't represent the whole blind community. I say let people make a choice, and whatever works best for them should be used by them. You know, even if it's something like the Haven, hey, if it works for you, that's great, you know. Or a note taker, you know. If you like your note taker, that's great. If you like your laptop, that's great. If you like your MacBook, that's great. You know, if you like your iPhone or your Android, that's great. But I get so sick and tired of these lists and Twitter and websites overall that just bash, bash, bash. You know, enough of it already. Stop the nonsense and use what you like. All right. Rant over. One more thing here while I'm recording today. Just wanted to comment on the Blind Geek Zone links directory. I'm getting contributions to that since the last podcast last week, last Thursday. And I've gotten quite a few links added to that link directory. So thank you for the people out there that are doing that. Keep it up. It makes my job all that much easier. I had this designed so that you, the visitor to Blind Geek Zone, can contribute, and so that I don't necessarily have to spend all my time adding links or recording podcasts and things like that. So keep it up, and I definitely appreciate that. If you haven't checked out the new Blind Geek Zone, I certainly would hope you would do so. www.blind-geek-zone.net. We've spent the better part of 6 months reworking that website, and if you haven't been there in quite a while, definitely go check it out. All right, that concludes this kind of short podcast. Don't have anything to demonstrate today, sorry. I have to go work on some stuff here to get a new washer delivered tomorrow, so got to go work on other things today. But thanks for listening, and I will be back again for another Blind Geek Zone podcast.